I've always been impressed about how the shaman is able to work at the level of the blueprint, of the essential self. As a scientist, I learned that the blueprint for our bodies is our DNA. It's a double helix DNA, and that this is the blueprint that informs all of life. And much to my surprise, when I arrived in the Amazon's jungles of Peru, I found that they had discovered a similar blueprint that informs all of life, but an energetic one, not a material one, but an energetic one. And the healing practices of the shamans not only allowed you to interact with this blueprint, but to change it, which our Western science tells us is impossible. For example, biology tells us that evolution happens in between generations, that perhaps your children will be smarter and handsomer than you are, but that it's impossible for you to change, that whatever genes you inherited are yours for life, that the breast conditions, the heart conditions that run in your family that you inherited cannot be changed. You can change the risk factors associated with them. So you can start exercising more, stop smoking, you can have a better diet, cut back on your red meats, but you cannot change your genes. The shamanic traditions say something quite different. They say that evolution does not happen in between generations, but within generations. And maybe your children will inherit the traits that you were able to develop during your lifetime. That we have the possibility of uncoiling the DNA strand one more turn to reveal potentials and capabilities that are growing within us, that we can quantum leap into who we're becoming in this lifetime, that we can grow new bodies that age differently, that heal differently, and that die differently. Do you know that not a single molecule in your body stays there for more than 8 months? That who you are today, 8 months ago, was river, an eagle, an elk, an earth. And 8 months from now, every single molecule within you will now be earth and corn and salmon and butterfly. Through the process of ionic exchange, every single atom in our body is changed every 8 months. So from the shamanic perspective, we have the possibility of quantum leaping into who we are becoming. This is a notion that excited me tremendously because prior to going to the Amazon, I was running a laboratory, directing my own laboratory at San Francisco State University. And we were studying mind-body medicine. My hypothesis then was that if the mind can create psychosomatic disease, could it also create psychosomatic health? And we were studying the brain and studying neural pathways and mechanisms for how the mind can influence the body to create health. And that involved at times slicing and dicing and staining the brain and putting it under the microscope. And one day I discovered that I was looking out of the wrong end of the microscope, that instead of going smaller and smaller, that I had to go bigger and bigger to perhaps discover even a worldview whose notions of time and space were larger than ours, that permitted perhaps the healing of events that occurred in the past, that allowed for the nudging of destiny. And at that point, I traded in my lab coat. In fact, my entire teaching career up to that point for a pair of hiking boots and headed to the Amazon to work with people who did not have access to the technology that we have, who could not rely on MRIs and on electron microscopes, who had developed healing practices that allowed you to inform and reinform the body directly. What we have been searching for and not able to find in the laboratory, I found in the Amazon.